won't do the same.
Thanks, thanks Mandy.
Friend. All right, Rosie.
Yes.
See you this afternoon.
Yes.
Jesse, good to see you back.
Good
today.
To see you guys. See you in the morning.
Rich, I see up to my left. I see Joey, and I see myself from 20 years ago.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden has been meeting with advisors on his transition team. President Trump has been meeting with his election strategy team as he fights to overturn the results. Campaign senior advisor Jason Miller tells Fox,
"We believe that once we go through these and we have the recounts and we have the legal challenges, that President Trump will be the next president and still president of the United States. So that's why it's very important we get this right."
The president on Twitter this morning claims he will end up winning in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Still a lot, but fewer Americans are filing for unemployment.
We came in at 709,000. Now, a little bit better expected news on continuing claims, but we actually got 6.786. So again, a little bit of improvement. Now, certainly this doesn't take away the fear of more lockdowns, and we're still at relatively high levels.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. More lockdowns with coronavirus cases rising in every state. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Got a nice breeze going out at the airport with 11-mile-an-hour northwesterly breeze. I can feel a difference from when I entered the station at about 5 o'clock this morning as far as the way it feels outside. So gradually, things are going to get better. Now, the clouds are going to hang tough for a few more hours. I'm just looking at the satellite. It's going to be a while. Mid-morning, perhaps, some breaks. More likely later on in the morning. Certainly by this afternoon, we see some sunshine. A breezy day, a less humid day with a high around 77. Improvement! And this is the front that took Ada away from us and sent it to Florida. Ada made landfall at 3 o'clock this morning at Cedar Key, Florida. Chilly tonight, jacket weather, overnight low 52. Tomorrow, perfect, mid-70s, blue skies, sunshine. Down to the upper 40s on Friday night, Saturday's high 77. Sunday up to around 79, 80. So a great weekend forecast. Of course, not many SEC football games. They're dropping like flies now, the number of games. Secondary surge of cooler air coming in with a dry front on Sunday evening, and that sets the stage for a cool week next week. Right now, cloudy skies, 66 at 9:03.
Hello.
The Masters has started. I don't know if you care
Masters.
One way or the other.
No.
Usually it's...
I don't usually watch that.
It's announcers talking like this from Augusta, Georgia, and the beautiful green... Yeah, you know, the greens are just gorgeous.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Yeah, right? A little fast.
Yeah.
It's actually, despite the tropical season, it's a little dry out there on the greens.
The greens and the browns with the fall weather, maybe some red.
Eddie, if you're going to speak in this moment, you need to join the trend. All right.
My bad.
All right.
Eddie, you sound like NPR.
He's going to hit this putt. It's going to break a little to the left.
That's a festive cup you got there, buddy.
Thank you.
So Starbucks has already gone to Christmas?
Yeah, it's gone to Christmas pretty quick, I think, because they were running out of cups.
What has that got in there?
That is a caramel macchiato.
A caramel macchiato.
Yeah, I bet.
What goes into that? I've heard the name.
I honestly don't know. It's like, just one of the few drinks I can pronounce and I like.
It's that not the grande size. Is that Venti?
Venti?
Venti, pretty sure. I'm sure there's some milk in there, right?
Yeah, there's some milk and some frothy stuff
Sugar and a little bit of estrogen, right?
I'm hoping there's a little testosterone in here.
Yeah, I mean, well, you need a good balance.
You got to know the right nomenclature, too, of what to say first. The size is the middle thing, right?
Right. Well,
so
when I order this, I mean, I feel like a moron every time I'm in a Starbucks drive-thru. It's like, I'm not worthy kind of person. I'm like, I would like a Venti caramel macchiato. And I always forget to add, they'll say, you want it hot? Oh, yeah, I want it hot.
Right.
And then I'll order usually a nice, you know, cream.
Danish
there, but they've been out the last couple of days. I think somebody is...
That's about $1.4 million that order.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. My wife put me on the Starbucks card so she can start getting rewards.
Oh, I get you. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not cheap. It is not cheap.
I wish I could duplicate this in my house, but for one, I'm too lazy, and for two, Starbucks is right down the street from the station.
I see. Yeah. Well, good. We've covered the Starbucks. We've covered the Masters, and I don't know what else. We've covered the cooler weather coming in.
Looking forward to this cooler weather.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. And thank you, Cool Front, for taking Ada out of my world.
Well, Rich,
nobody's happier than me.
I know, that's right. You're not looking forward to that protest.
You going to join the Mustache Club?
The Mustache Club. I would look so ridiculous.
Really? I know, that's the
point. Could you look worse than this, Rich?
Well,
could you look worse than this?
I'm going to talk about just me. I would look so ridiculous.
You do have to do videos and, yeah.
I mean, and just people have grown up, you know.
But do it for a charitable cause. And then people be like, oh, he looks ridiculous, but he's doing it for the kids.
Yeah, I'm going to go start. Let me get on the phone now and start searching for a charitable clause so that I can go facial hair.
Right.
Actually, there is an organization out there.
No Shave November.
Or it's Movember. Yeah.
Movember. Okay. Movember.
It's like for men's health and whatnot. Mm.
So you're going to shave on December 1?
I'm shaving, hopefully, Saturday. Go back to the doctor today.
I got you.
Maybe he'll tell me, hey, get rid of that stash.
All right, guys. As great as this is, I'm going to take my leave.
See you, Rich.
Later.
Bye, Chase.
See you, Chase.
Like that dog.
Yeah.
News and Views begins officially here in mere moments. Oh, happy day!
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. After months of waiting, Montgomery Public Schools should start receiving thousands of electronic devices for students soon. MPS ordered 15,000 devices to help with virtual learning, but the order's been backlogged. School officials believe the order is on the way now. Coronavirus hospitalizations continue to increase in Alabama, with 1,210 people currently in the hospital. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 21,000 new confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. And Auburn University at Montgomery has a new way to assist military and veteran students on campus. The university now has a Veteran and Military Resource Center. AUM officials say around 800 students identify as active duty military, veterans, or military dependents. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement, make your purchase, and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This weekend, shop Kohl's Home Sale and save on your favorite brands. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cuisinart 10-piece cookware set is now $139.99. Get 30 to 50% off Cuddle Duds bedding. And save on Shark vacuums, just $279.99. Plus, give a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 15% off are valid November 11th through 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house. How you doing this morning, Coach Fish?
I'm all right. Carrying on like the wayward son I am.
Yes, and you are.
Joining you in solidarity, but we'll get to that in a second. 272-9228, as the big boy said, if you want to get in on the program.
That's right.
272-9228. And the president remains undeterred. He's continuing to put out the message that he's going to be victorious when all the votes are counted and all the fraud is rooted out. So far, it doesn't look great in court.
Has he had any cases go his way that you know of?
Not that I know of. I mean, there was the one with Justice Alito in the Supreme Court about Pennsylvania before the election.
Right, right.
But no recent ones. Now, there have been instances clearly found of voter fraud, but not on a
big
scale.
Now, let me ask you,
and the rumor mill's going nuts, too.
If you get caught with voter fraud, if you are one of those voters that got caught.
Yeah, depending on what you did, you could go to jail, yeah. It's very
punishable. But you never hear about that. That's why I wonder.
Yeah, because it's usually some dope who's like, "Hey, oh, I bet you I could forge my dead wife's signature." I don't know why he sounds like that, but, you know, I could forge it.
Well, right, but at the same time, you know why you don't walk through an airport and say the word bomb no more?
Because they're going to think you're a terrorist?
Right.
Even though that's, of course, what terrorists do. They announce they have a bomb.
We were pretty young in our 20s, and a friend of mine saw that sign for the first time, says, "Don't say anything about gun, firearm, bomb, etc." Well, to be the jerks that we were, of course, he said, "Like I really got a bomb." Well, that was it for him.
Oh, really?
He was out of line.
Pulled him out of line.
Yeah, he didn't make the trip.
Two days
later, he made the trip. And that's why. Because other people saw that. And it's happened. I'm sure he wasn't the only jerk in the world. But they don't play. And if we took this voter fraud just a little more seriously, maybe they wouldn't be so easy to commit.
Yes. Well, I don't know. My message this morning is the more I look at people, you know, there's one call that stuck with me yesterday. I mean, there were a lot of different calls yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But one that stuck with me is, you know, David. He asked me, where can we get the truth?
Yeah.
And I'll just tell David this, and anybody out there who cares. The truth is rarely, never simple and rarely pure. There are a lot of different factors at play. And I'll just remind David and everybody else out there that are we in a big kumbaya circle when we're talking about politics?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about winning elections. Does everybody tell the truth?
Nope.
Have we forgotten how this works? Especially the corporate press. But any Tom, Dick, or Harry out there running for office, do you think politicians tell the truth? You be honest. Is the goal of running for office or holding power in office, is the goal to always tell the truth? If you be honest with yourself. If you're wanting to be president of the United States, would you always tell the American people the truth? Be honest. And if you did, do you think you'd stay in office for long?
Nope.
So if you're looking for truth from politicians or from the corrupt press who's been corrupt by that competition for power, we so quickly forget this is not fair. People are trying to win. And they'll do all sorts of things to win. Now, that said, there is a lot of hope. And I keep saying that, and Eddie looks at me odd whenever I say it. Can you imagine, say, a few decades ago, we had just a few networks?
Mm-hmm.
A few radio networks, TV networks, newspapers, magazines, right, and the like. We have much more options for information today.
True.
And though that information is sometimes bad information, and it tickles the back of your brain, and it's essentially an addiction to some people.
Mm-hmm.
An engagement in self-abuse, so yes, to speak. I'm pantomiming something here, mm-hmm, self-abuse. We do have more options to get the information we want, and we also have these economies of scale that allow us to build new platforms and ways of reaching one another without having to say, go to Fox News if you're sour about them these days. Now, I do have to say their election night coverage, the way they call a lot of these things,
it's pathetic.
Yeah. But the hope is this. We have more options than ever before in terms of being able to communicate and talk with one another. More than ever before. And what I worry, though, is that we're not using them. Instead, we're getting caught up in this competition for power. You know, there's a great article by Judge Andrew Napolitano this morning. Do we have a constitution anymore? Well, if you go up to D.C.
There's a plaque on the wall, right?
Well, no, they've got it more than a plaque, Eddie. They've got the original in this fancy box.
Do you really think it's the original, Joey? All that you know about...
I'm not in the mood this morning, Eddie. Yes, it's the original.
All right, we'll go with that then.
Because if we're going to go there, I'm going to question whether or not that's actually your facial hair. But let's say it's the original.
Yes,
it's in this fancy box. Got the light over it, it's well lit, and you can see it. It really looks like a museum piece.
Mm-hmm.
A relic, even if you were like in a church. Like a holy relic. Do we actually follow it? To the letter? And even to the spirit?
Mm. Depends on what day of the week it is.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like we uphold the right to vote more than we uphold the right to say, work in this country and keep the fruits of your labor. We uphold the right to vote and to take power and control this country more than we do the basic presumption of individual liberty. The smallest minority on earth is the individual, and if you have no respect for individual rights, then how can you say you're fighting for the little guy? The hope is, though, folks, is that we're going to see, if Joe Biden becomes president, and it looks more likely by the day, especially with all that official, the office of president-elect. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It's as fake as your facial hair and the Constitution in that box.
Amen.
And the more we see Joe Biden try to take over and take over the reins, I think you're going to see more and more cracks in the facade. And there's this weird thing happening with the corporate press. I think they kind of need Trump to kick around.
Yeah. Just like your late-night talk host.
Now, they'll come up with something else. They'll try to come up with something else. But you actually had Don Lemon, talking about, hey, you got to give us time to transition here. You got to give us time to figure out, you know, we've been doing this for years, just kicking around old Donnie from Queens. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting once you get a Biden in there. Because, I mean, the early signs of a Biden, I don't have to shift a bunch of gears here. I know what I stand for. It's American liberty. It's bringing power out of that swamp in D.C., because it's not only taking our money, having people, it's no coincidence that the 6 or 7 richest counties in this country are right there around the District of Columbia. And that they all voted for the establishment for the most part. No coincidence at all. Mm-mm. But more than that, it's more than, oh, there's this ruling class who takes our money, who takes our liberties, who gets us our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our sisters, our parents killed in foreign wars. It's more than that. It's also they make us believe that if we fight each other on Facebook, if we fight each other on Twitter, if we sit here and bitch and moan on the airwaves and engage in self-abuse, and again, I'm pantomiming, then somehow we'll make a big difference while they laugh all the way to the bank.
Worked so far.
With Biden, it looks like one of his key advisors wants more lockdowns. You're going to get more haranguing to wear masks, even though there's a recent study that says, oh, you know, the masks, we thought they worked, but then the areas we thought they worked, there are a lot of new cases.
Right.
So, I guess they're not working as well as we thought. But we got to do it anyway. We got to double down.
It goes down with
taking
the shoes off at the airport.
Because whether it's an emergency when it comes to COVID-19 or it's an emergency when it comes to terrorism, an emergency when it comes to other big threats abroad from Russia and China, and don't forget about Iran. All these things require you to give up your liberty, to shut up, to give up your money and your livelihood. We'll take care of you for a little while. But again, there is hope. And the hope is we can see these things now happening in real time. Decades ago, we couldn't. And it makes you second guess the official history of the United States. I don't mean fundamental values or virtues. I don't mean the ideals that back up the Constitution we're supposed to uphold. But when you look at the justifications for certain things, you know, a big part of waking people up, so to speak, Eddie, and we hear it on these airwaves. You can hear, I mean, I don't know how many years I've listened to Greg Budell and Terry Adams talk about the JFK assassination.
Right.
That was one of those moments in American history that made a lot of people who are now, let's say, in their 60s, if not older, question what the heck is going on with our government and our country. And there have been other incidents, other events. And the good news is that we're getting better. We're not perfect. We're still corrupt. We don't have all the information. And that brings me to a final point here, and it's a good one about the truth. Right after David's call, because I've been flabbergasted and a little bumfuzzled in the last few days, is that we are adjusting to the changing political realities.
New normal.
What did I say to David? You know, read a history book or something and do your own homework, which is a good basis. And somebody called up and said, read the Bible. And that's even better. Mm-hmm. It's a better answer. And Joe Biden, when he gave this victory speech, declared himself, well, the media declared him, then he took the ball and ran with it. Like, here you go, Joe. Run. Field is yours. It's like one of those make-a-wish things where it's like, let's have this kid score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Biden quoted from what? Ecclesiastes?
I believe so.
Yeah. A time for everything. And he says it's a time for the nation to heal. But if you look at that book of the Bible, it means there's a limit to human wisdom. There's a limit to what we can do. And if this country continues down the road of power, power, more power, if we're the side that gets to control it, well, everything will be all right. I don't think we're going to have a country anymore. You can't take a nation of 300 million plus people and try to fit them all in one box. You can't take a nation of 300 million plus people and ignore the very foundations of what is supposed to bring us together, the Constitution and our presumption of liberty. I'm not raising the specter of Hitler. Because that's what, I mean, Orange Mussolini,
right?
Fascist, Trump. I'm not going to raise the specter of even Stalin or Mao or Lenin to describe the left. Now we've got our own unique despotism because we care so much in this country. It's soft, it's lovely, it's trying to take care of you, it's trying to be compassionate. It's looking out for your health and your comfort and your security. But what limit is there to that health, comfort, and security? At a certain point, am I not allowed to say, no, I'd like to take risk, thank you very much. At a certain point, I'd like to say, yeah, I'll go along with your idea for comfort and health and security, but I'd also like to have the opportunity to agree to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a rough year, and it all seems so clear in hindsight. But who the hell knows what happens with 2021? Because whether you're looking forward or in hindsight, once we get out of 2020 with a President Biden and probably a divided Congress and divided government, there is a hope that they'll be big boys and girls, that they're not as corrupted as I think, and they'll actually get some housekeeping done, but I doubt it.
Who has that hope?
Well, I'm wearing a mustache today. By the way, I'm in solidarity with my brother here. Eddie has been kind of having a rough go of it lately. Danishes haven't been at Starbucks.
No, that's hurting my feelings.
They've been putting estrogen instead of testosterone in his coffee.
As you can tell.
And because of his face surgery, he's been having to wear a mustache for the last few days, and he's not very good at growing a mustache.
No, just so you know, this is 3 weeks worth of mustache growth.
So I decided, I shaved it off, and I'm just rocking a stash today.
And what's unfortunate is you still look better than me with a stash, and I've been growing one for 3 weeks here, Joey. 3 weeks.
How old are you? Don't answer.
Let's just say in the 50s.
Yeah. So we'll see where this goes. But there are some good news pieces.
Yes, there is.
You know, yesterday we mentioned Kash Patel. There's been another hire there in the Pentagon, a guy you might recognize who's been on Tucker Carlson's show for the last few years here or there. And we'll get into that in a little while. Whether or not Trump continues to say, oh, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to... It's kind of what he does.
It is, but...
But I'm a doubting Thomas, as Jack called me yesterday.
Well, in this case, I think we kind of have to be.
And you can believe the election is stolen. You're free to believe what you want. That's what makes this country great.
Right.
And the idea that this is going to undermine things, we went over that yesterday. No, it's not. In fact, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if it was undermined, if I can show my hand.
Oop.
Because right now, the system, as it's been working for decades, has not served the people well, in my humble opinion. And again, it's enriched power, privilege, money to all those folks in those six or seven richest counties in the nation, right around D.C. But even worse than taking all that power and money, it has corrupted the American people, divided the American people in the worst way, not in a healthy, organic way, or you go your way, I go my way, but no, we're all beholden to that power in D.C., and the only way we can maybe get a little taste of that power to make it work for us is to, well, engage in that self-abuse online.
Don't you think that's by design?
Yes. Well, design and folly and the limits of wisdom. Read Ecclesiastes 2:7-9:2-8.
Instead of having the world mad at me, we'll split the world up. I'll be the guy that they like and let them fight each other.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We'll see. The world doesn't end with a President Biden.
No, that's for sure.
He's not happy, though. Rubio in a possible 2024 presidential run. Oh, go to hell, Fox News!
Sit down.
Rubio!
Sit down.
Sitting there as a backbencher of the whole Trump administration.
Yeah.
They're just... Let's float out Romney again. Let's float out Rubio. Get the butterface off the TV. 272-9228. Crawdad.
Little Marco.
Yeah.
Good God.
I tell you what, that was one of the first things that got me about Donald Trump that I just don't like is when you go down and you start just off the cuff, you start picking out little bully names. I can't stand that. Can't stand that. But something triggered something this morning, as usual. Must have been some of that lysergic acid. Simon and Garfunkel, the song Mrs. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the lyrics, one of the lines in that lyrics. We'd like to know a little about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around, all you'll see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And then down the way a little bit more in that same song, it's sitting on a cell phone Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates debate, laugh about it, shout about it, because when you've got to choose, everyone you look at is going to lose. Very political time frame, yeah. 1968-69. A lot of strife in the country,
right.
The war, politics, things really haven't changed all that much. But one thing that does come to mind every time I hear Joey Clark on the radio, you did a song or you had a bumper music you put on there by Muse at one point. I think it was called Uprising.
Yeah.
Last time I listened to that, I thought of all that rioting and mess, and everybody burning everything and kicking and turning everything over and all that. Our music does elicit emotion, you know. And that's kind of interesting that the Robinson song came up, because the other nexus of this was the old adage from, was it Lenin or Trotsky that first said, from each according to his ability and to each according to his need, and the state will decide what's what. That's where we're headed if we keep going down this road that we're on now, is they will decide what kind of medical plan you need, what you don't need, because you might, you know, you might like me, you know, long story, they've put me in that line that leads to that room where Saul is with the pretty flowers and the music in the bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that Soylent Green lately?
No, not lately.
Go back and watch that again, man. Every time I watch it, it chills me even more how we don't have a sea full of sludge like they do in that movie, but if we're not careful, we're going to make it where, you know, we're going to have to walk around with not just a little paper mask, but a daggum, some kind of oxygenator or something. But Joey, that Muse song, that was called Uprising?
Uprising.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes. There are
Uprising.
Many.
Okay.
But there are many anthemic Muse protest rebellion songs out there. So check it out, yeah.
Uprising. Do you write music as well as play that string thingy?
A little bit, but not as much lately because, well, I guess I've been corrupted by following the politics, and I appreciate it.
I used to write a lot back in the day. I used to write a lot.
Yeah.
Never could play anything, but I do appreciate the writing. And you have a lady that works up there in your radio station, Ms. Brock. She's a heck of a writer, too.
Yes.
So, but yeah. I help inspire her. She's working.
Well, there's Rosie and Jesse Lynn.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And Jesse. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have as much fun as you can while you can, because the invisible mothership overhead is preparing the giant vacuum cleaner to suck up all the biggins first, Jack.
Send me some of what you're having this morning.
What's that, man?
Yeah, just, you know, you quoting all these songs. I need some of what you've been taking this morning.
It's called Life.
Okay.
And if you Nexus that, I've never been there, but Viva Las Vegas.
Viva!
Very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Crawdad. Got to run.
Take care.
See you, Crawdad.
Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Yeah. You know. I'm all right.
Are you?
Not really, but...
Yeah, I'm great. Look at my mustache.
Oh.
I feel like a clown. So I feel
great.
You
don't look far from it.
Right. Right. But I had to understand what Eddie was going through. And if you can't rely on your buddies, who can you rely on?
Well, if you can't relate to them, I mean, you know.
Right, right. But 272-9228. Now, I've been saying that it doesn't look great for the president, though he remains undeterred and there are many faithful still around him. But even if there is a Joe Biden presidency with lockdowns and all sorts of things we don't want, there is still hope because never before in American history have we had the means to communicate like we can today and to fight back. Like we
well, I've been watching a lot lately, and I've been reading a lot lately. And that interview yesterday, I sent you at like 2 o'clock this morning when I couldn't sleep, that Alex Jones, and I know he's a crazy damn fool, but this guy interviewed this doctor who used to work for the State Department. He says, do not despair. He said, there is so much evidence of what they have done, and that this has been a long-term plan on corrupting software and, you know, stealing votes, that the more I think about it, the more I read about it, and I'm not talking about from fringy people like Flower Child and me. I'm talking about from some people that know this system pretty well. I don't think there's any question that Donald Trump won with a landslide.
Well, we shall see whether or not that's the case. We'll see whether or not that is what's
now,
certified.
Whether we get into federal court or not, I don't know.
Right.
Whether it can get the Supreme Court, I don't know. But I think there is a lot of evidence out there that this was a long-term plan in the making to... As this guy that was interviewed said, and I can't think of his name. Joey, you could probably pronounce it. It's Polish, but
oh, don't get all ethnic on me. How racist!
No, I'm just saying you're better at that stuff than I am. But I mean, it's some egregious stuff that went on in this election. Not just not allowing people to oversee votes. That ain't no big deal,
right?
But just the way these votes were tabulated is just unbelievable.
Well, we got to hit a quick break here. Rob Zilla and Tiger, hold your positions. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon. This hour, news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call him today at 279-6036, 279-6036. And take advantage of their great services to transfer those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Old videotapes, film reels, slides, you can get it brought into the digital future at Dan Black Studios. Check them out today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fee, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go right to the phones here because we're short on time. Let's go right to Robzilla. Hey, Robzilla, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm going to have to try to make this kind of brief. My phone is on its last leg as far as battery. But there's a couple of things I wanted to mention. One of your previous callers mentioned he's a songwriter. I'm a bit of a writer, but more or less I play one of them string things.
Okay.
Matter of fact, bass, guitar, and any variety of string instruments except banjo, as well as trumpet, tuba, sousaphone, baritone, French horn, things like that. I also wanted to mention lysergic acid. The lysergic acid diethylamide is the actual LSD, which she probably knows that. Lysergic acid is actually a chemical in morning glory seeds.
Mm.
And if you grow your own morning glories and take the seeds out of them, not store-bought, and store-bought, they put poison on them, they'll make you sick. But natural seeds, you can eat maybe a quarter ounce of them to start, but an ounce before bed, and you'll have a great night's sleep with, and in my experience, very pleasant dreams.
Mm. Well, I suppose that depends on your psyche, though, Robzilla.
Yeah, probably so. It would be best to start gentle and see if that's for you. As far as I know, it's completely legal.
Right.
But, I'm all into herbal remedies and things like that. I don't do any illegal drugs anymore. I'm a pretty clean guy.
I'm glad you're reformed, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I got dependent when I was in a car wreck, and that's what got me into opiates to start with.
Mm-hmm.
But never mind that issue. So I wanted to see if maybe that caller could send me some work that I could put some music to and record it and send it back to him and see if there's something there,
Here, I'll put you on hold and let Eddie get your number, and we'll have Crawdad call back off air, okay?
Okay, and the last point I wanted to make was I called about my mother with that Department of Labor issue.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, yourself included, or can tell me some good people to reach out to, I figured everybody from Alabama and the House of Representatives, Senator Tuberville, anybody in the political circuit that I can find, I'm going to tweet and email and Facebook
or
whatever I can.
The Department of Labor saying she
has committed some sort of fraud with unemployment claims. Is that correct?
Yeah, while she was working on the front line of fighting COVID. With corona patients.
I was just reminding myself of your call. Yeah. Here, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your number, and so we can connect Crawdad with you and also help you out there. Appreciate you, Robzilla.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 272-9228. Well, I didn't know that about Morning Glory, but good morning. Tiger.
Joey, Jack, Eddie, Shaq, how's everybody doing?
Good, Tiger, you?
I'm doing good, but I got a question for you guys because I've been studying this mustache thing, and, you know, I'm a black man, so I'm always permitted to wear a mustache, but it seems like white guys, you have to be a cop, a firefighter, you know, have to have a rough blue-collar job to have a mustache.
Or you're Freddie Mercury.
Or a porn star. So yeah. What's going on with that? Why are there these restrictions in a white community against wearing a mustache? Can you break that down for me?
I don't know.
I've noticed a few lately. I think, Tiger, if you can grow one and they're nice and thick and look good and are well maintained, there's some people, white folks, that look pretty damn good with a mustache.
Like Tom Selleck. Is there a Tom Selleck standard?
Right, and yes, Tom
and
Selleck.
Larry Bird, he's not permitted, so is it the scale is from Tom Selleck to Larry Bird? And Eddie Vader is in between, or?
I look much better than Eddie.
Eddie Vader looks like a 15-year-old trying to grow a mustache so he can buy a beer this weekend.
Okay, well, hey, man, Eddie, don't let these guys ride you, man. I got you, brother.
Stay strong. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiger. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here.
We need some more frivolous calls like that.
Indeed we do, because there are a lot of serious times, and I can get serious, too. But, yeah, we need more frivolity in our lives. Like I said, I think the competition for the presidential race gets people all hopped up on power or the promise of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to just ease on down from it. The fights will continue later. It's not the end of the country or the world, though. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
You going to join us in the Mustache Club, Jack?
Maybe for about 3 days.
Okay. We'll be right
back. Y'all won't be able to stand it after that.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks. Just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. McDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck, duck here.
And a duck, duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck, duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, old McDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Well, now that we have no tropical concerns through the weekend, our forecast is going to get better and better. Cloudy this morning. I think we'll see a good bit of sunshine this afternoon. Less humid with a high temperature around 80. Mostly clear. Jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 56. Friday, tomorrow, just about perfect with a high around 76 and plenty of sunshine. Around 77 on Saturday. We've got some nice days ahead and no tropical concerns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house.
In the house. On the magic bus.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you have a box full of old home movies, old home videos, even 8mm, 16mm films, you can get them transferred to DVD or digital file. They can even do slides, but the idea, folks, is to preserve those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Been serving the community for over 30 years, I think 38 years or so.
Wow.
They've earned that professional reputation there at Dan Black Studios. And they can also do video production for TV commercials, online branding videos, special presentations, whatever you need in terms of professional video production and even audio transfers. You can get those old audio formats transferred to a digital future. Dan Black Studios is the place to go. So you can go to danblackstudios.net to see everything they have to offer. danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on Facebook, or give them a call, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team there for being a great sponsor of this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel.
Hey, I figured out why Eddie's growing the mustache.
Why?
It's because when he's in donuts, glaze gets on his mustache, and late on in the day, if he gets hungry, he can just lick his mustache and kind of Oh,
you so know, that's why you were flicking your tongue.
It's kind of a flavor saver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crumb, you know, what they you've been calling here for a long time. That's the grossest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. It's close. But, yeah, I just think y'all need a little bit of humor.
That's a good one.
Everything else is going bad for us right now.
That's right. I'd rather laugh than cry.
Amen. Well, y'all have a great day. Yeah, make Jack behave himself.
That's a fool's errand, Joel, but I'll try, I suppose, because I am a fool. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Joel.
272-9228. Doug. Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yes, hey. Next to real estate.
Yes, sir.
Joey Son.
Hello.
Dr. Campbell.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm great. I'm doing all right. Hey, guys, yesterday on the Happy Hour show, a guy called in and invited Greg to look at a website called everylegalvote.com. Mm-hmm. And the guy said he had gone through it from page one to page last, and it looked very legit. He said it was an easy 5-minute read, but it doesn't even take 5 minutes. When you first, I guess you could say the home page shows a map and an electoral college count, like the lamestream media is reporting. But if you look below the map, you can click on a button that says no voter fraud, and it shows Biden 233 and Trump 305. So I just wanted to give that encouraging news to Jack, because he seems to be kind of still bluesing right now, but I think it's going to work out just fine.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm hopeful. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. But I just, this was a well-orchestrated plan, let me assure you. These guys, they leave no stone unturned in the Democrat circles.
Well, so far, though, unfortunately, the Trump administration's legal teams have not presented anything that gets even close to what's been suggested. So maybe they're holding back. But
I think they got to be holding back.
But so far, we've not seen the goods. Yeah, need the receipts.
I invite y'all to peruse that website. It actually gives the number of testimonies and affidavits and the, not minutes, but hours of videotape. I think the evidence is there. I just don't understand why there's not enough conservative media that's not informing us of the ammunition that I feel like Trump has.
What's the name of the website again?
Every Legal Vote, right?
EveryLegalVote.com is the name of it, Jack.
Okay.
I think it will give you some encouraging news. Okay. Love the show, guys. I'm just like a bunch of listeners. Both of my TV screens are in my closet, and I have already ripped the knob off of all of my radios. I mean my radios and all of my vehicles. It's just 93.1.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
272-9228. Wayne, welcome.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, one of your, an interesting note, one of your former callers, one of the callers before, was talking about morning glory seeds.
Yeah.
They are absolutely hallucinogenic.
Psychoactive.
And on that same note, I was listening, this has been a few years ago, but Paul Harvey was telling a story about a little mom and pop hardware store, maybe somewhere in Kentucky. I don't really remember. Doesn't really matter. But a small town mom and pop hardware store. Well, they could not keep morning glory seeds on their shelf. They kept buying, and they would get a shipment, and then they would be gone. And they were like, "What? What the heck?" And they got to checking, and the local high school students were buying every pack of morning glory seeds they could find in the town.
Damn hippies.
So the man is speaking truth. I didn't hear everything he said. It sounded like he would actually eat them and have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it does sound that way.
Yeah, that would be unusual, to say the least. But yes, anyway,
I just worry that if I did that, number one, I might get some flack for. But if I did that, I would start to go into a deep slumber and it would be normal. Then I would see like a disembodied head of Eddie Bader, mustache and all. Come to Jamaica, man. It's like, no, I'm trying to sleep.
Well, it probably is related to whatever you have on your mind prior to eating those seeds.
Yeah. But you got to be careful. I remember when they said you could try out banana peels and smoke them and get high.